You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Getting a lot of texts from people over there. Or remember, 2015, 10 years later, 2025, Mets in town this weekend. Royals, Mets, take care of business. Go win 2 out of 3, please.
I love the nostalgia of this, where everybody's kind of having these where were you, what do you remember type moments for this. And you know what? It's great that we can have these conversations now, because 10 years ago, there wasn't no having these conversations about anything. I mean, this time 10 years ago, 7/11/2015.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We had just come off the 2014 season. That was nice. The Chiefs were coming off a 9-7 season in 2014, I believe. And then 2015 happened, and it's been nothing but absolute awesomeness since. And, you know, so 10 years ago, we're like, where were you in 85? How the hell do I know?
Yeah. Never heard of him.
All right, Mac, let's get into it.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Can we give Aaron Rodgers the opposite of the Richard of the Week this week?
You're coming around?
Well, just for this moment, okay. I mean, you know, he called out an autograph hound, which I love.
I knew you'd love that.
It's so good.
I knew you'd love that.
It's the first thing I told him this morning, Mac. I said, well, Aaron Rodgers actually does have a good part in his. His heart grew three sizes that day.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Out in Tahoe for this. I love this tournament. It's great to watch these guys do it. Kelsey was singing old-time rock and roll last night with Jason Kelsey on stage. It's like the known thing that he does.
That's par. Yeah, that works.
That's what he does. Yeah. So him and his brother sang old-time rock and roll by the Silver Bullet Band and Bob Seger himself. I'm sure they had a bunch of Silver Bullets before they went on that stage. Yeah. Kind of get loose to do karaoke, unless you're Gene.
Yeah, well, Gene will sing it with anything.
He'll just do sober.
He just gets up there.
But yeah, you go ahead and tell the story. What happened.
So this autograph hound. Yeah. One of these losers that harassed George Brett type guys at the airport, you know, that type of guy is there. And Aaron Rodgers recognized this guy. You got to be some sort of loser to be recognized by a pro athlete of being an autograph hound.
Seriously.
Yeah, there's a bunch of kids around and young adults and stuff like that.
And he's trying to, like, tell, you know, Aaron Rodgers that he knows stuff, and Rodgers is quizzing him. And,
he is.
You're dealing with a Cal grad that's a quarterback in the NFL, pal. You're not going to win this one, okay? This guy is 1,000 times smarter than you are. So best of luck. I mean, and it was just so good. The video's on X, formerly Twitter, and you can watch it. And I applaud Aaron Rodgers because these autograph hounds need to be stopped. They're scum.
Sometimes bad guys can be good.
Yeah.
Right? Gaston tried to save Belle from captivity.
Yeah,
and,
right. Yeah.
You know, falling in love with the beast. But everybody hated him. And all he did was eat 2 dozen eggs. But Mac, your name is first on the list. And shocker, he's on your list again. He's like about as frequent flyer mile as planes are for Bob's. But go ahead.
Yes, exactly. He's rent-free. It's LeBron James. Not texting DeAndre Ayton.
This really got you, huh?
You know what? Well, because... You say, I want
your trousers in a bunch.
Well, it's just like you say one thing, you do another. You say one thing, you do another. It's just constantly snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. Yeah. I'm like, where are you, bro? Like, what do you want? Do you want to be a Laker? Do rings matter? Do you want a championship? Do you care what kind of team you are on? Are you cool with, you're cool with Luka being the leader, but also like you seem a little butthurt about that you're not the center of attention anymore. Which is it? Because you could leave. You didn't have to opt into this player contract.
How much did he opt in for?
It was like 50 something.
Do you think he would have gotten that on the open market though?
No.
Honest to God question.
No, he wouldn't have. So I get that. But my next comment to that would be he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And if you really do care about winning, which you said you did, and you also said you didn't, but you said you did, so then you'd go to another team because this team is not going to win a championship. And then if you want to stay a Laker and you care about this team's needs and where you're headed, you'd be really excited that they signed DeAndre Ayton because you need a center. You don't have a 7-foot guy who can go 10-10 a night, and he can. So the fact that he doesn't text him when you sign the guy, the one guy you need, the only guy you can get in free agency who's a big man who can get a rebound for you, don't even just shoot the guy a text. Hey, man, pumped to have you.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to stay on the team, just you know that's going
to
come out, too.
Or just welcome to L.A.
Hey, man, yeah, welcome to L.A.
Who?
Download Randy Newman.
Who bought the Lakers?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Did they? I know they were up for sale.
Bus sold them.
Yeah, right. So they did sell them. It's not just out there in the ether that they're looking for a buyer.
That is official. $10 billion.
Yeah, right.
Correct?
$10 billion for that team, which is insane. But it shows you where sports is right now.
Yeah.
Sports is probably the leading revenue driver in America today.
Mark Walter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know him.
He's the CEO of Guggenheim Partners.
Guggenheim. Yeah. Okay, so he's got a lot of dough. Obviously, spent $10 billion on a team. Maybe LeBron doesn't like this guy. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just one of those things.
He looks like your dad.
Let me see.
I mean, I don't know if I can upload the picture, but yeah, he kind of looks like, not like totally.
A little bit. No, yeah. Holy cow, you're right.
Kind of looks like your
there
old
man. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Your old man on the Lakers.
Maybe he does.
What are you doing? Tell me. Retire today.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He really does look like my father. Holy crap.
Oh, that's crazy. Awesome.
That's outstanding. So LeBron is on your list.
LeBron, bag.
You're next.
All right, so this is an unbelievable. A lot of grifters out there, you know, starting these GoFundMes and help me out type accounts, and everybody wants to help when they're due. This guy comes from Ireland, and the headline is Sports Star Shared Selfie with iPhone Cable Up His Nose in Cancer Scam. And there's a picture of it, and he's got an iPhone charger band-aided into his nose. A sports star has pleaded guilty to fraud after sharing a selfie showing an iPhone cable made to look like a hospital tube inserted up his nose. The photo fooled thousands and was used to scam people by falsely claiming he had cancer. I mean, this was a Seinfeld episode. DJ Carey, one of Ireland's most famous athletes and widely regarded as one of the greatest hurlers ever, appeared in Ireland's circuit court last week. Hurling is a traditional Irish fast-paced sport played with a stick and a ball, I guess their version of baseball. Carey pleaded guilty to pretending to have cancer in order to trick people into giving him money for fake medical treatment. You are some kind of scumbag if you're faking cancer to grift off of people.
POS.
Yeah.
For sure.
You got something coming your way.
You really do.
With a capital K.
I mean, this guy's got the iPhone cable taped to his nose. Are you looking at it?
Yes, dude.
Terrible.
I think that's the other, like, people believed this.
So using this photo, Carey reportedly convinced people to send him money between 2014 and 2022.
You see it, bro?
It looks like the Band-Aid's over the nostrils.
Right.
How's he breathing?
They say these selfie spoofing scams have grown in popularity over the last couple of years for a way to criminals to steal people's identity.
Jeez.
I mean, look at this picture. This guy's in bed. I've got cancer. You've got an iPhone charger taped to your nose.
He's wearing a normal shirt.
Yeah.
He's just in his shirt.
DJ Carey.
I love it, man. I mean, I hate it, but also that is really funny.
He looks like Joe Rogan if Joe Rogan actually had cancer.
Jeez, dude. Come on.
iPhone charger.
Yeah, stop this.
Through the shirt that he got at Kohl's in Ireland.
Yes,
yeah,
dude.
It's definitely an Ireland Kohl's 100%. Shirt. Yeah.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms. And me charger.
Where's your iPhone charger? It's up my nose. Why? I'm telling people I have cancer, so I'm going to tape it up my nose.
Me charger's up me Shaw's. It's a lightning charger, so it's quicker. Mine comes out of Italy. F these people, dude. There's not much more in this world that I love more than dogs. And I always tell people, go adopt. It's great. I mean, how much happier has your life been with Winnie?
So much happier.
Dude, nuts. Yeah, how about your
they're
dogs?
They're the best. Oh, they're right? The best, man. It's
shout
awesome.
Out Ruby and Reg as well. Little beagles over here at the house. They're loud, man.
Beauties.
They like to hang out at 1 o'clock in the morning on the patio, and by God, if a squirrel walks by, the whole neighborhood knows it.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear, you say something about my dog, I'll end your life.
That's right. Yeah, know? Exactly. Right.
But this comes out of Italy. Poor Bruno, a police bloodhound who helped find 9 people over the course of his sniffer dog career, has outraged Italians and sparked a criminal investigation to find his killers. You ask, how did Bruno pass away? Well, the 7-year-old bloodhound was found dead Friday morning in his shed. His trainer, Miss Carissa, said that he had been fed dog bits laced with nails.
Those people should eat nails.
So, like, the guy that fakes cancer, terrible. But to kill a dog by lacing it with nails and feeding it dog treats, and then this 7-year-old bloodhound, and we love bloodhounds. Man, I'm a bloodhound, man. The fact that, like, you have the audacity to do this. So in a social post media, Carissa urged police to find the killers before I do. That's what she quoted and said. So you better find these guys. But again, like,
should she be allowed to just do whatever she should be, right? To whatever she wants to these people.
If somebody murdered Winnie, you better hope that they get caught before you find them.
Yeah,
I guarantee.
Absolutely.
Or Jen in that,
right.
that case.
Like, yeah.
You're going to see a side of Jen you ain't never seen before.
Right.
And man, just something about dogs and like how people do this, and that's a Richard move.
Yeah,
man.
It really is. That was a horrible story that came out this week.
Yes.
We've been talking about it amongst ourselves for the last couple of days. Like, you really are some kind of low-life scumbag to do something like that, man. You really are. It's a dog. Love up the dog, man. The dog didn't do anything to you. And you know what? If you were one of the family members whose, relation was sniffed out by this dog, stop breaking the law, A.H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just... And the fact that, like, you're going out of your way to get dog treats because they'll eat them. And then, it's not like Something About Mary where you feed the little dog Speed and all of a sudden it's, you get a shock it with, like, a lamp and water and all that. So, I just don't have time in this world for people that are cruel to their animals. Like, mm-hmm, if they leave them outside while they're at work all day and it's 100,000 degrees outside, I will call animal control.
Yeah,
I am that guy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I will knock on the door if nobody answers. I know it's not my business how you treat your pets, but when it's 110 degrees outside and your dog's out there panting and there's no water bowl, you better believe you're getting a knock on the door and you're going to find out who I am really
100%.
Quick.
Yeah, and honestly, like, it is my business. If I see that dog, like, it's my business now to try and save that animal's life.
Well,
you know?
It does. It becomes your business.
Yeah, really quickly.
Yep, yeah, very fast.
Caressa said, "You weren't just a dog. You were my faithful shadow, my strength in dark moments, the good heartbeat of the world."
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You can hardly say that without crying.
It's too bad, man.
I mean, it's true, though. I mean, the dog becomes your best friend, you know?
Yeah.
You go home not to see your wife. You go home to make sure the dog's ready to be there and let him out. And, honey, I got to let the dog out real quick, and then I'll be there.
There's nothing better than when I get home and she comes running downstairs and is so excited and sees you and then pees on the floor, and then you got to clean it up. And I'm talking about Winnie, not Jen.
Yeah, right. We got it. Thanks for listening. Did you guys see the report about Randy Couture crashing during a practice in Odessa, Missouri? It ended up in a burn unit.
Yeah.
Talked about that yesterday. So, yeah. We will move on from Rich of the Week, which is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles. Coming up, Mac's got a question for you about the Josh Simmons hype because we were 57 days away. We'll turn things over to Mac Morey on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Vesco and Dusty, subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, so we got a couple announcements. Two I'll give, then Bob's going to see what Mac has to say. Today's 7-Eleven day, so
yes, it
7-Eleven is giving away free Slurpees today for
all
their 98th
day.
Birthday.
Yeah.
They have released a Mountain Dew Infinity Swirl Slurpee to celebrate.
A what kind?
A Mountain Dew Infinity Swirl.
The hell is an Infinity Swirl?
I don't know, but it looks really good because it's going to be like 96 and humid today.
Max smiling.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Binkley's already at 7-Eleven.
I'm smiling about what Binkley would say about the Mountain Dew Infinity.
This Infinity Swirl, Mac, it's amazing. You drink it, you feel infinity. It doesn't even make sense, Binkley. You don't make sense. I make dollars.
I love that guy. He's unbelievable.
The legend.
If you go to BetMGM, Callaway just announced that they're dropping a line of Happy Gilmore hockey stick putters. They can be yours for the right price of $499, but it looks just like a Boston Bruins hockey stick.
It's awesome. Oh, that is cool.
It does look awesome. But for $499, I'll stick with my TaylorMade.
Sorry, it'll be fine.
And then you want to get Mac riled up?
I do. I want to get Mac riled up a little bit. You follow Message Board Geniuses, my friend, on X, formerly Twitter?
Of course.
Okay, so it's basically they go through all the college message boards and they pick out the best ones because most of the people that post on message boards have the dumbest things to say. Okay. And so they let everybody know. It's a great follow if you're a college sports fan, right? So this comes from at OUFBall218, Johnny OU.
Oh, Johnny OU. Okay, what's he got to say? He's spouting takes?
He's just really setting himself up.
He really is. We need to start an official allegiance between Oklahoma and Tennessee fans.
What?
Okay. I'm trying to read this and watch your face. We all love our schools, love Coach Heupel, have great traditions, and we both hate Texas, Bama, and Florida. We can root for each other, except when we play each other. Something like Sooner Vols? Ideas?
Oh, God. Shut up. No, dude. You're scared about being in the SEC, and you want some help from
That's
your pal.
Right. Yeah.
You realize how big this league is, and you're not ready for it. It's okay. Yeah, stay over there. I hate you, too, OU.
America.
Oklahoma and Tennessee. So we're going to call them the Sooner Vols now.
Never.
I like that. Kurt Nelson, what do you think of that allegiance between the Sooners and the Vols? Your Sooners, Max Vols, are now the Sooner Vols.
Never.
Do you
never
think they'll merge the programs?
Yeah, what? Hey, Josh Heupel played quarterback here. He coaches you. We love each other, right?
Right.
Imagine if you had Heupel and Stoops line up. You could have Stoople.
Yeah.
More on board with that. That is, wow. What are you doing? No, we're not friends.
And hence the message board geniuses.
Exactly. Yes.
I mean, I'm sure you comb through the Tennessee message boards, right?
Okay, yeah. So this is
the ridiculous
to do
stuff
it.
That people insane, post on these college message boards is insane.
It's crazy. When the Nico Iamaliava stuff was going on, it was it was funny, but a lot of it was like, okay, you guys are a little too upset about this. Like, you care too much about he just left Tennessee.
Yeah.
Like, you don't own this guy.
These people wade into these message boards, man, and they put on their, you know, message board trousers, and they're ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
This guy really thought he had a good idea.
He really did.
He thought he had something good.
You don't
merge teams and fan bases. That may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What are you talking about?
Here come the Vala Sooners.
Yeah, exactly.
With the Stooples ready to go and show their wealth.
No, buddy. We got your quarterback because he didn't want to go.
Buddy,
you guys didn't hire him.
Find your dad.
Yeah. Do you think Oklahoma regrets not having Josh Heupel as their head coach?
Sure, they do. Oh, absolutely.
You guys like Heupel now? Everybody's good with him down there?
For now.
And their Rocky Top, they call it, I think. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I'd love to go there on a game night.
Rocky Top. Oh, dude. Yes, let's go. Let's find a time. Let's go
Somebody
as a show.
Says for the 913, as a Vols fan, I hate OU.
Yeah, exactly. No.
You should not want to be friends with any team in your league. It's what I always despised about, like, KU fans. They would lose early in the tournament or whatever. Well, we'll root for K-State and the rest of the Big Eight. No! Why? No. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants you rooting for them, first of all. Right? Second of all, your school's out. Move along. Nothing more to see here.
Hey, Chargers, we both hate the Broncos and the Raiders, and your team starts with a CH, so we should probably be friends.
Is it Carrington said that the other you said?
He's lost.
I don't know, Rob. If we merge the Chiefs and Chargers, Kelsey will be playing on a washed team for a washed coach and everybody's washed.
Boomer Top is what the 816 said.
Boomer Top is a good one.
That's funny.
Boomer Top Tennessee.
913. Game in Neyland is the best. It is. Neyland is lit.
Love that. So we're 57 days away.
57. Let's go. Get your plums ready, boys. It's time.
Who's your favorite 57 in Chiefs history?
Oh, man. I'd have to.
That's a number that doesn't stand out for anybody.
Was Mike Maslowski, was he 57?
I think he was. Yeah.
And that would be a hell of a pool by your boy.
Yeah, that would be great.
He
I mean, the first
crazy,
one that comes
dude.
To mind is like Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown wasn't 57,
wasn't he
57
here?
He was?
He was something weird.
He was 57 or 67.
He was something with a 7. There was a 7.
7 minutes. Remember 7 minutes in heaven in high school? You still play that game?
No, they don't because I've asked.
Oh.
Johnny Robinson?
Okay.
Is what AI tells me the best 57 to ever, best Chief to ever wear 57 is.
Well, here's the Chiefs all-time roster.
You can't just type in Chiefs to wear 57.
I try. It leads you down so many different paths.
It should be like Pro Football Reference.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if they list these names in alphabetical order, I want them by the numbers.
Okay, so I ask you. Yeah, he was 57. Yeah, Orlando Brown was.
Likens.
Oh, yours? No, sorry. Maslowski, sorry. Let me get that.
Orlando Brown was 57?
Mm-hmm.
Maslowski was 57.
Yeah, he was 57.
Let's go. All right.
Do you still see plenty? That's what you know, because you see about 10 jerseys every game you go to with a Maslowski.
I just remember he was a crazy SOB, dude. Like, I did not, if I was a player, I would not want to get hit by Mike Maslowski. Mike Wazowski, 57 days, Mac.
I think he's still living here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
nice.
I think he lives out in Blue Valley, if I'm not mistaken.
Heck
I could
yeah.
be totally wrong about that.
He went
that.
To Wisconsin lacrosse.
So, Josh Simmons, guys, we played Jason Kelsey yesterday. We played him again when he was spouting on takes about Josh Simmons earlier last week, comparing him to Jason Peters, Trent Williams. We've heard Travis Kelsey bloviate about his work ethic, his size of his hands, went up against him and tried to feel his chest, just boom. Like a brick wall, the strength that he attains is real, and it's going to be used at the pro level. He's taking these reps, these practices seriously. You can see he's locked in. The hype continues to grow, and obviously Chiefs Kingdom's like, oh my gosh, we just got what could be the best tackle in the draft at pick number 32. And of course, cherry on top, you trade with Philadelphia for them. And if all this works out, it could be a Brett Veach masterpiece, right? So the hype is through the roof. And he's the second most important position in football at a position that the Chiefs have struggled with for 4 or 5 years. They really need him to be the guy. Would this be the biggest letdown in Chiefs draft history? And if not, what would be to you? 913-586-7965. Biggest letdown in Chiefs draft history.
I don't think this would be because you could spin it that he was a flyer pick at number 32, a guy that was battling injury, high risk, high reward. Hey, the high risk didn't turn into high reward. They tried. It was a position they needed. They went out and drafted a guy who would have been a top 10 pick had he been healthy. blah, 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 blah. You could make excuses for that one. To me, the worst draft pick, in my opinion, that we've seen in recent vintage has to be John Baldwin. I mean, that draft pick right there, to me, sums up the entire Scott Pioli era here in Kansas City. It was a reach. It was a bad selection. I don't know that there was a lot of due diligence involved with picking that guy, because we had the broadcaster a pit on the next day after they drafted him. He was perplexed as to why the Chiefs would have drafted Jonathan Baldwin there. Then he fights with Thomas Jones, made one catch in OTAs, and that was it. I mean, we see nothing out of Jonathan Baldwin. I know a lot of people will say Percy Snow back in the day. But, you know, the Chiefs, for the most part, honestly, since the Carl Marti years to where we are today, have had pretty good drafts overall. You know, have really had solid drafts overall.
He was the 26th pick, drafted in 2011. He was out of the league by 2014.
Crazy.
That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are going to say Sky Moore. Yeah, because where he was picked, and there's a common theme here when it comes to failures of maybe expectations or what we consider a bust. A lot of people say Breland Speaks. Yep. A lot of people say Clyde Edwards-Helaire earlier when we ran this the first time.
But the reason they say that is because there's so few in the Brett Veach era.
Yeah, there's not.
Somebody says Todd Blackledge could have had Marino or Jim Kelly.
Yeah. Todd Blackledge makes sense.
That's the ultimate low-hanging fruit one, right? Like, we could all go back to that.
But it's the one, because it's the, what do you say, the position earlier?
Right.
Left tackle.
Exactly.
Like, right? You have a quarterback. You got it wrong, and then for 30 years, you didn't have a quarterback, and then voila, here comes the kid from Texas Tech.
Yes.
Right? And it just debunks all that history that Todd Blackledge is your biggest bust. That's
right.
Like, you talk about Eric Hosmer. Yes.
Yeah. Like, Blackledge doesn't have to deal with it anymore.
People are going to forget about me now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people don't even know where he went to college.
And that's the case with Simmons, too. Like, if he ends up being a bust, he'll be more remembered because Patty's got 10 more years. You know, we hope 10 more years left. We hope it's going to be with this guy. And if it's not, I mean, if in the last 10 years of Mahomes' career and we look back on it going, damn it, man, they just never really found that left side of the line. They never found anything that was solidified there. And if Josh Simmons isn't that, then that could be a question mark for a long time.
Yeah, and also, I'm looking at it from the other perspective. There's a really good possibility, if this works out the way we expect it to with Josh Simmons, he's playing longer than Patrick Mahomes is here in Kansas
City.
That's a 20-year position if you get the right guy in the NFL. I know those are the Hall of Famers, but hey, that's what we want, right? I know we're greedy. Give me 10 years, give me 12 years even at that left tackle position. He could outlast Patrick Mahomes' tenure here in Kansas City.
Yeah. So a lot of people on the text line earlier, and there's a couple of them now, you put Glenn Dorsey on this list? Because I agree with this take. The guy said earlier, because we were all told he was the next Warren Sapp. He was D lineman. He was elusive, quick, strong, disruptive at LSU. Got into the league. We had Tony Temple on earlier. You get to that next level, and it's like, you got to do this, plus what you've already done if you want to hang around. Glenn Dorsey didn't hang around very long.
It's an interesting one because that you can blame the player, obviously, but also they drafted the wrong player for the system that they were running. And that's why I appreciate Andy Reid so much. He adjusts to his players. That's why Andy Reid's successful. He adjusts to the players that he had. You get Binkley on the line, he'll tell you about this Chris Ault guy. Some, you know, missile or whatever, pistol shotgun formation coach that Alex Smith liked that they brought in right when they hired Alex Smith. The first call Andy made when they drafted Mahomes was to Cliff Kingsbury to find out what made him tick down there. Andy was one of the first quarterbacks or first coaches to start going to the pistol formation in the NFL because he went, all these college kids are coming out doing this. Why am I going to teach them to do something they didn't do for the last 4 years? I'll adjust to them. And so the Chiefs draft Glenn Dorsey and Tyson Jackson, and I get it mixed up at the time because it doesn't really matter anymore, but it was like they played the 4-3 defense at LSU and the Chiefs were playing a 3-4, and they weren't built to play that style of defense, and so they were miscast here in Kansas City. You're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, and it just doesn't work that way. That's on the organization to say, all right, we got these guys who are really good in this system. Let's tailor it to them instead of making them try to learn something new at 22, 23, 24 years old when they've already got a college career of doing it this way. Let's take those talents that they had in college and make them better in the pros instead of trying to fit them into what we do. And that's why that group failed.
People say Mecole Hardman's a bust because you passed on DK Metcalf.
No, not at all.
That's not what we're talking about. Yes, would have rather had DK Metcalf. Mecole Hardman's played, what, 7 years, 6 years in the league?
Yeah, Mecole Hardman also had a big touchdown to win you a Super Bowl. Mecole Hardman had a nice career here in Kansas City.
Yeah, he's a gadget guy. He's not what we wanted as a wide receiver, too. But, yeah, that's an NFL player.
Yeah, blame Tyreek Hill for that. If Tyreek Hill, behaved off the field, they wouldn't have drafted Mecole Hardman, and maybe you would have had DK Metcalf. So enough with that. It's Tyreek Hill's fault.
From the 785, Eric Fisher was drafted number one overall. Did he live up to that?
Yes. He's the last mainstay left tackle that we had. But also, too, in that draft, he was the best player in that draft. Go back and look at that 2013 draft. You want to talk about a dog crap draft.
Yeah, Lane Johnson's the only other one you could argue, and I don't know what pre-draft people thought about Lane Johnson. He was taken number 6. He wasn't the next one, which was Luke Jokel, the next tackle at A&M taken in.
Yeah. And those were the only people we were talking about at the top of the draft was Jokel or Eric Fisher.
That was it.
And that was it.
That was the conversation. This is a good question here from the 816, I believe. Is it too soon to say FAU?
Yes.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Yep. Okay.
After this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but again, what is your definition of bust? If he doesn't have double-digit sacks, is that considered a bust?
I mean, he hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
So that would, I want to see him just like, are you an NFL player first?
Also, read the room. It was a draft in Kansas City. They took a kid at K-State.
Right.
And it was
KC.
It was the 32nd pick.
Right.
You try to get Mac riled up earlier. Now it's my turn to get Bob's feathers ruffled.
Oh, let's go.
From the 816, you ready? Hawks, you ready? Veach has had a lot of busts. That's why Howie's better.
I'm not even going to react to that. That's just stupid.
Okay. Somebody says, what about Ryan Sims or Brandon Albert?
That guy's an idiot, man.
Ryan Sims or Brandon Albert?
Yeah.
Brandon Albert was a good football player. I really like him.
And then he went to Miami, right?
That guy's an idiot, man.
Yeah, he went to Miami.
Yeah, no, he was a really good football player. No, not at all. No, Sims maybe. Yeah.
Probably not on this level. Greg
Sims
Hill.
Is North Carolina. Is that right? Defensive tackle?
Yeah, I believe
sixth
so.
Overall.
Tyson Jackson go on that list?
Nah, he's the same category as Glenn Dorsey. They were miscast here.
And he was better than Glenn Dorsey, right?
He was all right. I mean, nothing was good then. No,
I'd say Mahomes is a bust. He's lost 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's true.
They got blown out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Fun to do that. Howie's better. Yeah. How many rings does Howie have?
That guy's an idiot, man.
By the way, you can now purchase Michael Scott's condo from The Office. $700,000.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the dinner party at?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Yes.
I had to get my own plasma TV.
Look, it comes out.
Yeah. God, you talking about a cringe episode.
A lot of his are cringe, man. Yeah.
They make you just like, they really coil do. Up. You're like, no.
Oh, God, what are you doing?
The most cringe is when he goes to the baseball game and he's sleeping with a bartender.
Yeah.
And they're heckling the fan, and he goes and shakes his hand through the gate hole. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you know who does that? James friggin' Bond. I looked him in the eye, and I told him who I was. You know who does that? James friggin' Bond. Oh, my Lord.
It's my favorite show.
You guys say scorched earth, huh? I think Xavier Worthy agrees.
Coach Reed told us during OTAs phase one that when you come back, get your hamstrings ready. So we kind of knew that we were going to be going a little deep in practice. So we kind of got our bodies and got our minds ready to what we were going to be doing in practice.
Get your hamstrings ready. You ready for this?
I'm ready for this. Okay. Now I'm definitely ready for this. Yay, Heck Coach Reed told us to get our hamstrings ready.
Oh, and baby. And you can hear Andy saying that. Hey, X, get those hammies ready, man. Phase one starts in 2 weeks. See you in St. Joe.
Yeah, X.
Bring your water.
Yeah. Bring your water.
Hey, Mouse, you ready to squirm around? Oh, God, I can't wait. I hope they just do it. I really
Seriously.
Do. I'm tired of sounding like such a homer.
Me
to
too.
Where, like, the product actually lives up to the hype. And I get it. Like, they go in the first game, they win 17-10. Where's that offense you guys been talking about?
That's exactly
July?
Right. 100%. Yeah. People are going to, if they score under 42 a game, people are going to,
you said it was going to be explosive.
Hey, Mouse.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Hope you're ready for the challenge. This was what he also had to say about Mahomes. This will get you in your plums.
Who's the most angry? Like, you said angry. I think that's good. Like, even just out of Patrick and Travis, who've been there, done that together all this time, like you're saying, who's more pissed?
I think Pat.
Who?
I think Pat.
Why?
I don't know. He cut his hair. He in a different mode right now.
Is he different? Like, are they different right now from where you were last year in OTAs?
I think we're really locked in right now. Everybody's came back. This is my year two. This is Rasheed's year three. This is Hollywood's year two in the system. So I feel like a lot of guys came back more comfortable, and it made things easier. We're not just kind of easing into things. We're not learning the playbook. We're not thinking. We're just going out there and playing.
So
he cut his hair.
That's right. He's pissed, man. You better believe it, man. You better believe it. You cut your hair. You're ready to get pissed off. But no, you think about it. It's a trickle down effect, right? Veach has a plan that Andy and him have put together, and then Andy goes and relays the word, and then the one guy that's the most pissed off is the guy that orchestrates the band.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's the thing. The right guy to be pissed off is pissed off, because here's the deal: when you're in the Chiefs organization, you're 2 through 53 on that roster, right? You're kind of, all right, whatever's going on. You kind of take your cues from that quarterback. He comes in, he's pissed off. You damn well better be pissed off and ready to work as much as he is, because you don't want to let him down. If he's going to put in the work, you're going to put in the work. And that's the way it's always been. Nobody wants to let Patrick down. You sure as hell don't want to let Andy down at this point in time, right? So that's why I think it is going to be scorched earth. And the fact that even like guys in the locker room are using the haircut analogy like we did when it first happened shows you that everybody feels the exact same way about Patrick Mahomes. Oh, he cut his hair. It's time to go. Like, it's go time. Like, this is the new era. It's going to be different. We're going to unleash this thing. They're all pissed off, man. And I don't blame them. That last Super Bowl was not a good experience for anybody. And so now they got to get that bad taste out of their mouth. Cut your hair, throw the deep ball, have some fun. They got to keep that fun, though, as part of the plan all year long. As long as they keep that as the motivating ploy to move this thing forward, they're going to be just fine. When you're having fun, you play better. You just do.
When you have fun on the show, it comes better product.
Absolutely. 100%. In life, have fun. Like, that's where I think the Royals got such an advantage right now. They're having fun. The Mets are not having fun.
Right.
Now we're putting sweat in that bathtub, baby.
That's right.
You better believe
Let's go.
The Mets are not having fun. So you can go out there and take advantage of that team. And when you're not having fun and something goes wrong, you immediately go into your shell. And so that's where the Mets are this weekend, and that's where the rest of the NFL can be when the Chiefs get hot.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Hey, oh, yeah. We talked about it earlier. 649, Mac Morey at 55%. By the way, you can go to the Fan965 on Instagram, and you can vote for our guy to be the winner of Love Island 96.5. His contestants that he's going up against are Josh Vernier and Drew Nixon. So it's 649, Mac had 55% of the votes. At 8:19, Mac had 51% of the votes. Okay. At 9:37, when I just looked at it last, Vern has 32%. Drew has 20. He's done. And then Mac now has 48%.
Okay.
The zookeeper is coming after the growing boy.
Yeah, you gotta get that moving in your direction. So everybody needs to go to the Insta and vote for Mac.
Heck yeah!
Try to put sweat in the bathtub.
Let's do it.
Let's put Mac in the bathtub.
Yeah, a lot of people want to do that.
No one puts Mac in a bathtub. Like, Mac's no one puts baby in a corner. Tell him, Cass.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
That's right.
Heck yeah, please go vote. Come on, I want to win this now. I didn't care 4 hours ago, but
now
I'm
you
all
do.
In.
Now you want to win. In. Yeah.
Yes, come on.
Go fix the vote.
Yes, exactly.
So, honey, how was work today? Check this out, Hannah.
Exactly.
Can Will she get jealous if you win this and think all the women are after you now?
I don't think
so. How many men do you think are voting?
A lot.
Okay. Mostly. Yeah. Yes.
Good amount.
My fantasy group chat is now part of it, so let's go.
Good. Oh, good. Get them on the vote,
they're
man.
Getting in. They're getting in on this.
Vote
so.
Omar, man.
Oh, they get three more votes. That's great.
Yeah. You know who also voted for you?
Hello, America.
Oh, let's go, Jerry.
Yeah, get in Selma on this.
Vote.
Oh, he's on the TikTok, isn't he?
Oh, he is on the. You're right. I follow him on the ticks.
Hello, America.
I better believe it.
Yeah, that 80-year-old man, he wants an 80th birthday party. We've got to figure out something.
We got to do something.
Figure Maloney will let us use the trap. And he'll pick up the tab, too, because we ain't paying.
I love it.
Okay, guys, you ready to get out of here? We got one more segment till the weekend. Let's wrap this show up on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on 96.5 The Fan. Hope you're all having a good Friday. Ours is almost over. The weekend begins. Jealous of all of you guys going to 311 tonight at Grinders.
Oh, nice.
Primus is playing at Grinders tomorrow night. But unfortunately, I won't be able to go to 311. Not unfortunately. One of my good friends from childhood's getting married tonight.
Oh, nice.
Should be a fun time.
Where at?
It's called like...
We're off to a good start.
No, it's called like Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Downtown.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So... my buddy and I are going to go down there a little early, have a couple cocktails, and go to the wedding, and then the reception afterwards, and then I'll Uber my ass home and sleep all day Saturday.
It sounds like a good day. I got a real busy day today. As soon as I leave here, out to Iron Horse for the Building Hope for Autism golf tournament. I was out there yesterday pushing a cart around, and
I heard about this.
I told you the story. I could have had this guy as my Richard of the Week. I have one of these hand trucks. I got like 10 cases of beer.
While you're standing there.
Yeah, right, exactly. 10 cases of beer and like, 100 breakfast burritos, and I'm pushing this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a cart, of course, one of the wheels is, so you're drifting, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm drifting.
Drifting or grifting?
This guy was a grifter. And I'm starting to push the golf cart, and I could see the guy in the golf cart coming, and so you could see I'm struggling with this thing. Instead of moving out of the way, they just kept coming where they needed to be because, Tom needed to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm driving by, he goes, "You knew I was coming. The timing's perfect." And I just looked at it, I went, like just a an audible grunt.
Yeah, Bob told me that last night, and immediately my eyes rolled.
Yeah, and so as I go past him, it starts to tip a little bit and almost falls over this cart. And he's, I go, "You almost got it right there, pal." Mm-hmm. Like, get out of the way. Jeez. Somebody's struggling with this cart that has three wheels, Get the hell out of the way.
What is Swordfish Tom's? I've never heard of that place.
Swordfish Tom's?
So he says, "Meet us at Swordfish Tom's."
I have not heard of that place ever.
I have to look that place up real quick. Is that like a cocktail bar?
I don't know. Mac, did you say we had a late submission for Richard of the Week?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah, this is...
nice. It looks cool.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Nice. 913 says, "Sorry, Mac, voted for Drew. Hey, thanks, bro." Thanks for letting me know.
Why do people text that in?
Some things are better left unsaid.
It's okay. Your boy's at 50% again.
Let's go. You're just monitoring that like you're next up on the pick and fantasy drafts.
Exactly.
From the 913, hope you guys have a great weekend. Also, hope Jazz steps on a Lego. All right, let's turn two. Bob, you already mentioned one. Yeah. I think that you're turning this weekend, but what else are you doing this weekend?
We've got the swim championships this weekend out at the Lenexa City Center, so we get that today at 4 o'clock-ish, I think, and then we got an 8 o'clock soccer game tonight, so we got that going for us, and then two more soccer games tomorrow, so we got a very, very busy type of weekend, but good stuff, fun stuff that we get the opportunity to do. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Maria Stone Street for putting on the Building Hope for Autism golf term. She busts her ass every year, sells this thing out. We'll raise a ton of money today, and it all stays here in KC, and she's just done such a wonderful job of putting this whole thing together. It's a lot of stress, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of effort, and she handles it every year. So I just want to give a tip of the cap to my friend Maria for getting this thing done and helping kids out here in Kansas City. So after today, I'm headed out there, then I got swimming, then I got soccer, and then maybe time for a drink when it's all said and done. What do you guys got going on?
Somebody says Swordfish Tom's one of the coolest speakeasy in town.
It looks kind of cool.
It does look cool.
I'll get into a speakeasy.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the speakeasy.
Yeah. I go in a speakeasy. I come out a speech hard. Yeah.
I know that I'm hard. Are we sure it's not that one speakeasy?
Oh, yeah. Got to watch out for that one. For me, a buddy of mine, shout out to Seth and Heather. They're getting married tonight.
Congrats.
So be a fun wedding for them.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to see that. Me and my buddy Paul are going to go down there a little early.
I hope it's the best wedding those two ever have.
No doubt. And I'm not against a wedding on a Friday.
I'm not either.
I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, these people are cheap. They're getting married on Friday." Now you have Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Right. You can hang it out on Saturday a little bit.
Yeah. I used to be, because it's traditional on a Saturday, I'm more against the Sunday wedding than I am the Friday wedding.
Sunday
Friday
wedding.
Weddings, I'm fine with a Friday wedding. Yeah. I'm fine with anything on a Friday.
And their invitation was great. They're like, "We know it's hot. Please dress basically what I'm wearing last night, I'm wearing tonight."
Oh, really?
Oh, that's nice.
That's
of them.
Good. Yeah. Like, "Yeah, it's warm. We're not really super fancy. You don't have to wear suits. Just wear like summer chic."
Okay.
I might copy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good idea.
It's great if you're getting married in July, too.
Yes.
Thursday wedding?
People will love you.
My wife was at a Thursday wedding a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Weird.
And then
cheap, though.
The other one I am is, because I'm a nerd for many reasons, the MLB draft is Sunday. So I'm excited for that for multiple reasons. Yeah.
Have you seen Binks mock yet on this?
No, he doesn't do that one.
20 I asked him if he did. He said no.
Okay, that's too bad.
But no, I like that because one, I have the hobby of
collecting baseball cards. So whenever we get, you know, the first few draft picks, you'll know in the next year's Bowman that those cards will be sought after. Mason Holiday, a big pick, the kid from LSU, the starting pitcher, bunch of names you won't know, high schoolers, whatever they may be, they'll be in that world of that. Plus, you get to see the Royals draft.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to see that because last year this time, the Royals drafted Jack Caglione, mm-hmm. and now he's putting sweat in the bathtub.
I wonder how many guys from this draft are going to be up the next year. Like, we've seen a lot already from the, you know, the draft last season where we're moving these guys up to the big league level. And I think that's a good thing. I know some people in baseball will argue with me about this, but not every team needs 7 minor league affiliates, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't need all these teams and all these hangers-on and whatnot. So let's find a way to expedite the process to get these guys up to the big league level, because in basketball and football, you get excited about the draft because you know you're going to see those guys. Like, everybody in Dallas right now knows that Cooper's going to be on that team starting on day one. Baseball, you draft a guy, and a lot of times it's years before you ever hear from that guy again. And so I like the turn that baseball is taking, where fans get excited about these guys that they've never heard of get drafted, but then they expedite them up to the big league ball club. And, like, what are there, 5 of the top 10 picks from last year mm-hmm. are already up at the big league level. That's a great thing for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you got Roman Anthony, Jack Caglione, Chase Burns. There's a few others I'm missing that are the obvious ones. That are also on their rosters this year. Plus, you're seeing a lot of college kids get drafted more higher up yep. than you are high schoolers. And maybe this is one of those years, it's a trailblazing year where you see these college kids make it within a calendar year. Because, I mean, Cags is, what, 151 right now, but 4 home runs, kind of maybe settled in and starting mm-hmm. to feel a little bit more loose, having a little bit more fun, yeah. as you had said. This comes from the text line. Bob, I have a Richard of the Week for you because I thought of you when I saw this. Some D-bag who left a hand basket in the parking lot of Target. Why in the hell are you carrying bags out to your car in a basket and then leaving it in the parking lot?
Oh, like the actual, like, with like 3 items or less type of grocery basket? Yeah, you're a D-bag for that, man.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Come on.
Seriously.
Leave that thing inside. They stack them back up in yes. there. You bring it out to the parking lot. You're in bags. Carry the bags.
Bags.
I love people are driving around getting pissed off thinking of me.
That's great.
And it's good. Yeah. You're like, Fesco would hate this.
I would hate this guy.
but it's stuff like that that people do that is selfish that has an impact on others.
Right. Yeah. Somebody says, Dusty, I'm getting married in November. Open bar at the Stanley. You in? Yes, send me the invite.
Nice.
The Stanley's walking distance from my place.
Oh, yeah, then you're in.
And I've never been there. I've always wanted to go to the Stanley. And my buddy Paul, who owns Red Door Wine Store, said one time a venue ran out of wine. They said, hey, we need an emergency. I said, see you right there. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. How much is that bottle of wine? $12 for you,
doesn't
57.
Matter. It doesn't matter how much it is. You need it, and
that's
I
right.
know it.
You need it, and I know it, and I'm charging you a premium on that.
That
one.
Is the art of the deal right there.
Hell yes, yeah. It is. It's the way to do things, man. Sorry you ran yeah. out. I've got it for you, and I know you're desperate.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, you guys get pissed at the dumbest stuff. Well, don't do dumb stuff, and I won't get pissed.
It's respect for others. That's what I get pissed about. When people don't park in their parking spots right or whatever, it has an impact on everybody else in that parking lot. Stop doing things that are rude that impact others. Why is that so hard?
Yeah, you're making the 15-year-old cashier come out and pick up your basket or, you know, worse off, the 70-year-old guy who's just making an extra buck, wanting to spend some time at the grocery store, he's mm-hmm. bending down over to pick up your basket in the middle of the asphalt parking lot.
Yeah.
F you, brother.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Seriously.
Come on,
like,
brother.
Yeah.
You're teaching well over there.
Thanks, Dad.
The Stanley is amazing. Got married there in downtown Lee's Summit. Is a hidden
nice.
Gym. Boy, is it. I don't know if it's hidden anymore. Yeah, you got to go down there and go to the Libations. That's a good cocktail lounge. Not a speakeasy. It's kind of like a speak semi.
Speak semi?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's cool. That place is legit. You only need 2 drinks at that place. And then
that's good.
And then you go, man. You come out of there, you open the door. Hello, America.
Exactly.
We've got movement.
Who's having a better weekend, Anselmo or Binkley?
What's Anselmo doing this
week? I don't know.
He's about to be 80, right?
Yeah, 80 yeah. in September, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to get back going. And,
yes, we
know.
Do need to do that.
He keeps telling me, is anybody planning a surprise party for me? Do you want one, Jerry? I mean, my God, just ask for one.
Speaking of surprises, we'll have a big announcement next week coming up from
yes.
this show that you'll want to be stay tuned for. It involves someone that you really enjoy watching play football. I'll say that for now. We'll get into that a little bit more. Mac, I got you to 51% from the 913.
Let's go.
So don't forget, go to our Love Island
Thank
votes.
You.
It's Mac. It's Vern. Everybody loves Vern, man. Vern has 2 Ferns. I don't know if you ever...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, they voted twice.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they get two for the price of one.
Yeah. They're still around. We saw them at the opening thing at the casino. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some Bowman prospects will make good deals for you, Dusty. No doubt about it. Can't wait for it. Can't wait for it. So,
yeah, hope I'll win our Love Island finale, and then I'll go watch the real one. That'll be great.
Yeah, that's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Hopefully you win. Then you'll be on a different high.
Yes.
You're like, honey, you've already got the winner.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even need to watch it. I've already won.
Love Island.
And you better be bragging about that all weekend if you win.
Do they get freaky on Love Island?
Oh, yeah.
Do they show it?
Parts of it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm in. Hey, go do something nice for somebody this weekend. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2. Talk to you on Monday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.